Our top story, calling it a disgraceful decision on Twitter just a few minutes ago.
It's a decision that will win, in my opinion, very easily.
President Trump says he'll fight a court ruling upholding the suspension of his travel ban. There are a lot of different ways that they can go as we bring in Dori Scheimer in our Washington Bureau. And I was reading through Jamie Dupree's updated list at WOKV.com. There's a series of both legal options and then I guess another option that would go away from the courts, and that would be tear it up and start all over with the new executive order, but that would likely mean working a little bit with Congress on it, I would imagine.
Yeah, exactly right. There's a lot of legal experts talking about that option, saying this is probably the best way to do things because now the Trump administration knows what the legal challenges are. They know where the problem spots are. And to alleviate this whole legal challenge, they can just rewrite it and start over. Political minds, though, in D.C. thinking that's not so much of a possibility. It's just not Trump's style to walk back on his own executive order, to have to work with Congress to redraft it. But there are political consequences if he doesn't. So we're going to have to stand by today and see where the White House goes with this.
You know, one of the takeaways that Jamie had in his updated blog is that Republicans in Congress said very little about the decision, just a handful of statements that were issued. Is that a tell? Is that a sign of trouble ahead if he does work to re-engage or engage Congress in this process?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say. Jamie did text me and tell me I'm not allowed to exercise anymore because this decision came down while I was at the gym. So we won't have that problem ever again. But that is something to consider. I don't think it necessarily means that Republicans aren't supportive of the president. Paul Ryan, you know, referred us back to the White House when the decision came down. So I think that they're staying quiet, but I don't think that that means that they're not being supportive. The real political fight I see is that Democrats may use this as a way to ramp up the rhetoric on the Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch, because a 4-4 tie on the court means the lower decision stands. That is what Democrats would want. So this is definitely an incentive for them to delay and try to block the confirmation of Neil Gorsuch before this moves through the court system.
Dori, thanks. And our Washington Bureau, long road ahead. We'll stay on top of every development and updates in Jamie Dupree's Washington Insider blog and our app.